the original proposal for nightly rentals, at the proposal for these duplexes, and at the first proposal for the nightly rentals again last month for round two, the gentleman that sits, I think it was the second chair right here, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, he commented to the developer that it was obvious that single family homes is about the only way he's going to get anything in here, and that's what we will approve of. We've had a community meeting, and that's what we agreed. We have no problem with him building in our neighborhood, but it needs to be compatible and equal to what is already in existence. The developer also has limited vested interest in the neighborhood. Like I said, I've been there for 23 years. He said he would stay there and maintain the property. How long will that last before he's gone? And then we also have different things that, you know, they may turn into rentals later. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
My name is Billy Ong. I live at 329 South Fork. I've been there for 28 years. And it's an interesting point that everybody makes in here. I know Todd Chandler, I know he got the study. Corey knows I do a master planning developing, knows the numbers. I can make numbers to whatever it is. I mean, you think about it, if there's 38 unit. His application, by the way, is a 114 space spot. They're saying there's only 17 people in the AM hours are going in now. And 20, I'm just thinking, think about that. Look at the report that Todd Chandler has done. I know him. But we can look at the numbers and look at how they come out, you know. In the AM, 3 are in, 14 are out. And just, as you know, so you look at this number, it just doesn't add up. I'm going to talk about a couple things. One of them is safety. I'll talk about traffic number, talk about road spec, access, capacity density. And that's all I do with the Hershen family. That's what I do, master plan, understanding what it does. You know, we all talk about the road that is accessing this road here. Basically, this thing has it's not this one. That road is 216 feet length, and it drops 32 feet on average of 14.82% grade. So it's a pretty steep grade. I got a picture of it. It's not going to do justice. But anyway, what's interesting about it is the landing zone. It's because the distance from here, whether your truck, whether your trash pickup or disruption, you're dropping pretty steep hill. There's not much of a landing zone here for anything, for a fire truck, for shipping, for anything. And right now, like, it's 14.82% grade. And you know, people talk about the narrowness of the street. I measured the road of every spot here, from here all the way down here, and I got a document here from the narrowest street is 15.63 feet, but there's a lot of 16. This is 16. Let me see. The 15 something is here. Think about it. This is Monica's house. Her driveway is 24 feet. That driveway is only, that street is only 15.62. This is amazing to see that her driveway is bigger than that street. And what's interesting is this is a picture of a UPS truck that is in that street. You can see from the picture There's not much room. You can't put it in the car there. No, nothing. That's look at the end of the street. And that shows that there's not much room for anything. And now, on the day that we took this picture, I didn't take it, actually. There was a garage sale going on. This family was walking by the street, and you can see that car is parked. They're not driving. Look how much space between the end of the street, that family, and then. So it didn't... You look at this picture, it tells you a lot about what's happening here. That car is parked, they're not driving, it's there. So, and I can tell you more picture in picture, but basically what's interesting about this is not only the access, you know, you can talk about, I've done a lot of planning and there's no way ever there's gonna be another access that you can connect anywhere. This is it. I mean, this is it. Because there's a stream that's going on there, and there's nothing. You cannot do anything. So what's interesting is, this is the only way that you can get out. There's basically 27 houses from here to here. They're gonna add 38 basically duplexes. What's interesting about the net duplexes, he's right. If you look at his plan, it shows, I guess you guys seen this plan, right? It shows that everybody's gonna be parked on the street, basically. Basically, he has, the variance that he got, it was not 15, but it's 10 feet, because, I got that variance here. Applicant has asked that the building setback to be reduced to 10 feet. The steepness of the lot is such that the drop is about 1 foot to every 2 linear feet. And what's interesting about it is I took, and earlier there was a picture of the topo, and what's interesting, he is right. Everybody's got a front, has a backyard and a front yard. This won't have any backyard. It's drops. Everybody's going to be playing in the street. Even the parking, he can't even build a parking garage. It is going to be parked in the street. Even the plan shows that. And I think when you start talking about just, you know, that kind of numbers and all that stuff, it just start to concern me about a lot of stuff. The fact that everybody is going to be in and out of that one, basically dating, I'm sorry. It's interesting. I'm going to end it this way. There's a lot of stuff I can say. I'm here today. Not because of myself. There's a bunch of people, Carl, Judy, a lot of people don't want to speak. They want me to speak. You know, I'm here not for myself. I'm behalf of family and neighbor, and all, including elderly that can't be here. We had a 4.5 hours meeting April the 4th. We had the whole room filled, one neighborhood. It took them, a lot from them. And it's interesting that we're getting ready to, you know, to do something that is going to cause an impact that is not the value, this. But duplexes, well, it's great. But what's going to say, it does increase the density. There's 77 home in the whole. By the way, there's 53 acres in the whole Lecture Drive. And what they're developing is 9.8 acres, and the whole Lakeshore Drive is 54 acres. That's less than 17% of the whole neighborhood, and it's going to increase the number of people that lives here almost 40%. If you think about it, there's 77 home. He's got 38. It's going to go in there, and that's and anyway, I think this is interesting, but I really appreciate it, and I hope that you deny the appeal. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Sorry about this. All right. This is my wife, my boss.
That is a hamstring cramp. That's
My name's Gary Brennan. I'm at 139 Trinity Road. And I just kind of want to reiterate on that road going down Woodbridge, 14.9 is steep, and it won't take real inclement weather to make it unpassable. Like you said, there's no landing at the bottom, so it would be very unsafe trying to go down it, you know, after a icy rain or I don't have to tell you what kind of weather will cause that to happen, and you won't be able to get back up. So emergency vehicles, there's just, it would be a major injustice to put 38 units down there at the mercy of that hill and South Fork. It's just also the 16 feet he was alluding to, there's no shoulder, and it's a ditch that drops straight off. It's a concrete ditch. So if you go off of that 16 feet, you're going to have to get a tow truck or somebody with a chain and a 4x to pull you out of there. You're going to have some damage to your undercarriage. It's and I wanted to also mention Dolly, my neighbor over here. Our mailboxes are out in front of her house, and when she goes out there to get her mail, she said half the time she's got a car over here waiting for her and a car over here waiting for her. She feels kind of bad, but they're good neighbors and they're patient. And she goes ahead and gets, you know, off the street and into her driveway. And I just shudder to think 38 duplexes, what kind of patience those tenants would have. It's not a neighborhood that's going to work with the meeting that we had before. One of the guys told him, you put single family dwellings in there, you probably get it going. But anyway, that's about all I have to contribute.
Thank you. Okay, is there anybody else?
Thank you. My name is Carl Scholl. I live at 156 Dina Road. And I have a question. If you were in the market to buy duplexes, would you spend your money buying something down in a place like that? I mean, those roads are narrow. Nobody has exaggerated. And I agree 100% with everything that's been said here tonight regarding this case. But I'm just opposed to it. And I hope you will respect our opinions and consider if you were living in that neighborhood and disprove this appeal.
Thank you. I have a question.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I saw this Latin red the grading system.
If you notice, if you add it, there's -5, -6, -6, -5, -4, and +2. How did they get 6, 7? Because it basically is negative number. There's only positive thing is 2 numbers. The rest of them is -5, -6. So I was wondering, if you look at this, even the scoring, if you say it's 7, add it up. I don't know. I mean, maybe my math is wrong. But I think it's 11.
Page 1. I think the next is page 1. Yeah. Page 1. Oh, okay. That is it. This is the one I got from the county.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, I'm sorry. Steve is correct. I didn't have the page 1.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Yep.
All the positives, interesting. Look at that number.
Okay, is there any more comments before we go into the discussion? Steve?
Go ahead. You ready for me?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
Okay.
I'm
trying to make it quick. I have a lot of points. Okay. One thing that a couple people have brought up is they keep saying 38 duplexes. It's 19 duplexes, 38 units, just to make it clear. We showed all the parking requirement. I am right. I'm wrong on the 10-foot. They're right. There is a 10-foot setback. Everything we drew was at 15 to make parking work. The shoulder of the road has to be filled in, to get to the property, to build the property. It's the only way we can do it. If you look